As I mentioned, our next guest and our next topic would warm you. And we're going to talk with Jake Boss, who's the Michigan State baseball coach. He's the Big Ten Coach of the Year. And whenever I think about spring training and baseball, it kind of warms me up, Jake. So thanks for allowing us to think warm today.
Morning, Tony. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you being on the program. Well, you've had some time to think about it. It was a pretty good year for MSU baseball last year, wasn't it?
You know, it really was. It was a year that was pretty special to all of us, and really something that, you know, we had kind of pointed towards since we first got here. And, you know, for our kids, when they set a goal and buy into a vision, you know, 3 or 4 years ago of a dog pile in the middle of that field and lifting that championship trophy up. And, you know, we talked about it every day, and for it to become a reality last season was really special. And we've had a good time celebrating that in the off season. But, you know, we're 29 days away from our first game. So that is all in the past now. We've enjoyed it, and we're going to work hard to try to get another one.
All right. Tell us about the highlights of this year's schedule.
Well, you know, it's a difficult schedule. There's no question about it. It's probably the toughest one since we've been here. We play three top 25 teams in the Big Ten Big East Challenge to start the year down in Florida. St. John's, who's very, very good with the preseason All-American on the mound that we'll see on Friday, February 17th. We play South Florida the next day, and then Louisville the next day, who's also in the top 25. We go to Texas A&M for a three-game series. They're coming off a College World Series appearance, and you know, Baylor will be down in Waco, Texas for a midweek game against Baylor. We play a lot of the Big East schools, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, Seton Hall. So it's a very difficult schedule, especially early. We'll have some young guys that are on the field, I think, that are going to really benefit from a difficult schedule. You know, we'll see what kind of success we have early, but I think there's no question that it'll get us ready for the Big Ten season when we start in the end of March.
All right, Coach. There are a lot of home games, but come on, you're going to play really on March 23rd?
Well,
come on.
We hope so. You're rolling the dice, obviously, but you know, we try to get a couple home games in before we open up the Big Ten season, and our grounds crew is the best in the business, and if they can get the field ready, then it'll be ready. So it's, you know, you're rolling the dice every year, but, you know, it's been mild so far, and hopefully it continues to be that way.
Well, the schedule is interesting because you will challenge yourself early with the games in Florida, the game against Texas, and the game against those big East schools. But then you've got a home stretch with teams like Oakland and Central, and Ohio State will come into town, and then you're playing your old school Eastern Michigan, and then you've got the crosstown showdown with Lansing. So the guys will have a lot of games to get going before you face Michigan and Notre Dame.
Well, it's true. You know, I think, you know, we play 56 games in a short amount of time, and you know, the one problem with being a northern school is, you know, you have to really kind of jam those games all into a short period. We don't have the luxury of playing a midweek game in the middle of February, as some of the southern schools do. So what happens is, you know, we play three games a weekend, and while they're playing a game on Wednesday, you know, and another game the next week on a Wednesday in late February, we're not able to do that, which really compacts our schedule once the weather breaks here. And so, you know, our guys would obviously, I think, you know, rather play than practice. I think everybody's like that. And, you know, so it kind of gives them a taste of maybe what, you know, pro ball would be like for a few of those guys that are going to have that opportunity when you're playing every day. But, you know, they're all used to it. It's the way it's been here, you know, in Division I baseball in the North for a long time, and it's going to continue to be that way.
All right, let's role play. Let's just say I'm the father of our intern, David, and he's the best high school baseball player in the state of Michigan. And Florida, USC, and Texas are recruiting him. We're sitting down on a couch, and we're having a cup of coffee, and you're going to tell him why he should stay up here and freeze his backside off as opposed to going to those warm weather schools.
Well, I think there's a lot of different factors that, you know, that are involved. I think fit is obviously one of them. And one of our goals when we recruit really is to keep guys at home, you know. And I think it's important that, you know, mom and dad and their families have a chance to see them play, you know, for a local guy. I think that's extremely important. That, you know, it kind of goes into the family atmosphere that we've tried to create around our program. And certainly we could go out nationally and recruit guys from all over the place, but I think you lose that family atmosphere. So it's important that, you know, that we try to, you know, preserve that and keep those local guys here. I think, you know, when you look at it, obviously the weather is better for longer down south, but, you know, we play in the warm weather. We go chase the sun the first few weekends, and you get to see a lot of different places. And, you know, a lot of those teams, you know, are sitting at home, you know, and you love to play at home, but at the same time, I don't know that they get to experience the same thing that our guys get to experience when, you know, when we travel. You know, we play as many games as they do. We play as many games in the warm weather as they do, believe it or not. And obviously we lose out on some of the practice time. But, you know, I think there's a lot to be said for staying home and experiencing the things that we have here at Michigan State. I mean, let's be honest, you know, it's a BCS school with you know, in a very competitive league. And I think the Big Ten does things the right way. And so if you're looking for the total experience as far as a student-athlete is concerned, I think this is where you're going
to
find it.
All right, that's no fair. I'm a Spartan fan, so my son is going to State. Michigan State's baseball program will honor Earl Morrill as its Alumnus of the Year when it hosts the 7th Annual First Pitch Dinner, which is scheduled for Saturday, January 28th at the Kellogg Center. Tell us about this. Former Spartan All-American and current Arizona Diamondbacks manager Kirk Gibson will also appear. It's pretty cool.
Well, we're really excited, Tony. You know, the First Pitch Dinner has been something that's continued to grow the last few years. You know, we've had 300-400 people, and this year we really hope to sell it out, you know, be around 500 people for the banquet. It's going to be really exciting. Earl Morrill, you know, a legend here at Michigan State, a great career in the NFL. But what a lot of people don't realize is he played on the 1954 College World Series team here. And was really one of the first guys that called to congratulate me on the job after I got it. The phone rang one day, and I picked it up, and he said it was Earl Morrill, and I almost fell off my chair. But, you know, just a quality human being, a really a first-class guy, and we're honored that he's going to be able to make it up here. He lives down in Florida now, and the trip's not easy for him, but he's going to come up and be part of what we're doing here. And you know, having Gibby back in town, and the successes that he had last year, just an incredible job as manager of the Diamondbacks, and you know, well-deserved Manager of the Year award, and to have him back, you know, as I said, and part of our program, and something that our guys get to see, you know, to get a chance to find out a little bit more what pro ball is like, and you know, to have that kind of resource, you know, at our fingertips here is really something special, you know, for me, a guy that I grew up, you know, watching and kind of idolizing, and now has become a very good friend. You know, just a really special night that we have planned on the 28th. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
All right, Coach, I want to bring my 8 and 10-year-olds to that. Are there any tickets available, and where do we go to get some?
Well, we do have tickets available, absolutely. If you call the baseball office, ask for Teresa at 517-353-0816. Or you can get on the Michigan State website, MSUSpartans.com, and go to the baseball page, and there should be a form that you can download and fill out and send it in. But again, the number is 353-0816 if you have any questions or want to register over the phone.
All right, Coach, me and my boys will be there looking forward to it.
Outstanding. Thanks, Tony.